Happy Friday. It's Friday, September 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy, is it still September? I saw Halloween costumes the other day, so I just want to make sure where we stand. What are you going to be for Halloween? Honey, I don't know what I'm going to be tomorrow. But seriously, we're all in a constant state of self-creation. And part of that is filling in the missing pieces of who we want to be. Last week, I asked you, what are you missing? Well, this week, what are you gonna do about it? One of the most common things we're missing is connection. Friends, family, romance, intimacy. But these don't just show up on their own. We need to make space for them. First, don't wait for friendship. Reach out. Start with what I call micro touches. A short phone call, a quick text, grab coffee together. Your presence is more important than it being a big event. Now, if you're seeking love, you can't stay locked up inside waiting for it to arrive. I once knew someone who constantly complained about not finding a boyfriend. But when I asked, when was the last time you left the house for something social? The answer was silence. To connect, you first have to be discoverable. We also often miss purpose, the feeling that what we're doing matters. That can show up as a hunger to do something or to create something. You know what gives life meaning? Service. Try volunteering once, even in a small way. You may discover purpose where you least expect it. I believe everyone is creative in some way, and creativity in itself is productive. Block off 20 minutes or so, twice a week, to doodle, sing, write, cook, whatever to you feels like play. Don't wait for inspiration. Schedule time for joy. And finally, many of us feel like we're missing confidence and peace. You can build confidence with a done list. We're so good at stacking up our to-do lists, but stopping to notice what you've already accomplished resets your sense of ability. I did this myself recently. What have I done this summer? Turns out, quite a lot. And make time for peace. Don't wait for it to find you. Create some small rituals. A tech-free buffer before bed. A walk after dinner. These little signals tell your brain it's okay to rest. But get this straight. You can't have everything. Just because something is missing doesn't mean you should want it. Here's three things to stay away from. 1, toxic relationships and habits. If a connection costs your peace, and I don't care how good he looks, it's not worth it. Try this question. Does this give me strength or drain me. 2. Unrealistic comparisons. If chasing something leaves you bitter instead of inspired, yeah, it doesn't belong. You don't need to be exactly like someone else. Think, does this motivate me to grow or make me smaller? 3. Old versions of yourself. Don't fall back into what you've outgrown. Nostalgia without growth is a trap. Ask yourself, am I reaching backward or building forward? You've heard the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, here's a new golden rule. Whenever you wonder if something you're missing belongs in your life, ask yourself this. Does this nourish me and others? Welcome it. Does this drain, diminish, or distract me? Let it stay gone. Turns out, finding fulfillment and peace and squeezing that into the empty spaces in life, this is work. And a lot of intentional scheduling. But if you don't fill your life, someone else will. At the end of the day, you know yourself best. You know what you feel, what you fear, and what you really need. Pretending doesn't work. Just dressing up doesn't work. We all gotta do the work. As Carl Jung said, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. I don't like popcorn. It doesn't really have any flavor. It's just filler. But if you put a bowl of popcorn in front of me, I will eat it all. Just because something exists doesn't mean it's for you. We're all in control of who we want to be and what we allow in. That means guarding against distraction, against chasing what we don't really want, or worse, shouldn't have. Because the biggest mistake is longing for what can't be ours, instead of living into what is. So choose wisely and practice the new golden rule, and claim what's really missing. That's the wisdom the band Camino displays in the song, What You Can't Have. I hope you like it. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Thanks so much for listening. Crap, I still need to think of a Halloween costume. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.